If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast. Last night was the latest PlayStation State of Play, and so we're here to talk all about it, what we loved, what we didn't love, and what we think is coming later this year. Joining me, as ever, is the Eurogamer news team. We've got Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Liv Nunn.
Hello.
And I'm Ed Nightingale. So, last night, the latest State of Play, it followed Xbox a couple of weeks ago with their Developer Direct. So presumably there's a Nintendo one coming soon as well. We presume, we hope. What were your thoughts in comparison to the Xbox one? Do you think this was overall a better showing, or do you think that Xbox was better?
I personally think Xbox was better, and I'm not just saying that because I love indie. Just going to quickly put that out there now. I think the thing with last night, though, wasn't so much that I didn't like the games as much. I can talk about those more later. I just don't like that format as much. I felt it was a little bit too much of a barrage of trailer after trailer. And maybe this is the news reporter me talking, but there were so many things where I was like, no, wait, what just happened? I have to go back. And then I've missed this bit. So for me, the showcase was not as good. And I also felt the games overall were all very brown. It seemed like a very muted showcase, I just thought. I do have some highlights and games I will talk with you guys about, obviously, as we get through this podcast.
Absolutely. Liv, what about you?
I think it was sort of the same. I think it was, for me, this time was different compared to the Xbox one because I wasn't helping cover it last night. I was busy. So I didn't have that experience of having like trailer after trailer after trailer. I was just catching up afterwards of what happened. But in the same way, it is kind of like there were more games, I think, this time in the PlayStation 1, but some of them were kind of not first party things or exclusives or things that I kind of just don't really have too much of an interest in. So yeah. It's sort of on the same level for me as the Xbox One, but for different reasons.
I agree with you, Victoria. I really like the Xbox format because it gives you a much deeper look at each game. And so you kind of look at it and think, yeah, right, now I understand what that game is and I know I want to play it. Or in some cases, I know I don't want to play it. I will say I quite liked last night's just in that there was so much covered. Whereas the Xbox one, it's like, well, if you're not really a fan of Indiana Jones and, you know, I know some people maybe don't care so much about the Square Enix stuff and there's less to be interested in. Whereas last night's was, it covered a lot more. But I also agree with you that it feels like Sony are really aiming for that sort of hardcore gamer kind of fan base. There's nothing in there that's brightly colored. There's nothing in there that's like a family game, apart from, I guess, Foam Stars. It's a lot of like dark, gritty, mature games, which they're aiming for that core PlayStation fan base. But if you're not into that, then it does look a little samey.
For me, the standout trailer of the night was Death Stranding 2 on the Beach.
Yes.
As we now know it's officially called. Just because I thought that trailer was wild. I think only Kojima can get away with making some kind of Joker-esque, electric guitar-playing caricature of a villain.
Yeah.
And I was watching it and I was like, I have no idea what's happening, but I cannot look away. Like, it was just perplexing and bananas and very Kojima.
He reminded me of The Crow as well, if you've seen that.
Oh, interesting.
Go look it up. It reminded me of The Crow.
No, I know what you mean. I'm now making that connection in my head. Yeah, yeah. I mean, now I see it. Mm. Now you said it. I mean, that trailer, like I said, it was just wild. And I also thought from a sort of like graphical point of view, it looked incredible. Like, yes. It was so detailed.
There's a lot of money behind that.
Yeah, my goodness. And it felt like quite visceral when like the baby popped out and it was like, whoa!
Yeah,
and all the other stuff and the little thing on her shoulder.
Are you a fan of the first one?
I've not completed the first one. I found it a little bit too much of a chore. Mm. I could appreciate this sort of like, this is a game, it's art kind of approach. But for me, I felt it was a little bit too much of a... sink on my mental health. That sounds so terrible. That's not what I mean. But it became a little bit more of an effort to play. And so I was like, no, I'm going to focus on something else that's not that. But I can also appreciate the vision, shall we say.
Yeah. I also was not a massive fan of Death Stranding. And I love the Metal Gear Solid games. So to move to Death Stranding, I found a bit disappointing. I agree with you. I found the gameplay a bit laborious. I love the music. I love the atmosphere of it. The world is quite interesting. I just don't feel like the story was very well told. I mean, you haven't finished it. There's basically a massive lore dump at the end where they try to wrap up the story. Okay. And you're like, could you not have peppered this throughout and actually made it comprehensible?
No, because that's the movie of it. That's the movie.
Well, of course. That is the movie.
That's, yeah.
But then I saw the Death Stranding 2 trailer last night and thought, this looks awesome. And I'm genuinely really excited for it. I like that it's... in a very Kojima way, it's not doing the same thing. You know, I don't think the gameplay looks quite as similar in terms of constant deliveries and things like that. I mean, they're not going to show that necessarily in this trailer, but it feels like it's got a different vibe to it. And I like that. Mm. He's not just going to, you know, make a direct sequel that's very similar. It's, well, how can we twist it? How can we do something different?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And then when he lifted out the guitar gun, I screamed. And now I need that in my life. It was just such cool trailer, such a cool, like, so well cut. Such a good vibe. So it's made me a lot more excited. My main thing is that I want to know what the music's like, because the music in Death Stranding 1 is my favorite thing. And it's got that, like, Icelandic, Scandi, cool minimalism of Low Roar and loads of other cool songs. And now I'm like, what's the vibe of this? And I'm secretly hoping that he just goes really heavy metal.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That would be quite good. I mean, it that's the energy I got from the sort of little fight sequence.
Exactly. Like,
that trailer, like I said, just like I was thinking about it even going to bed. I was like, that actually happened. Like, I don't know what it was that happened, but it happened.
Yeah.
And I cannot stop thinking about it.
And that's what people love about Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you, Liv?
I'll say it, I'm not a fan of Kojima. I don't really like his games.
Totally fair.
So, I mean, I watched it and I was like, it's flashy and it looks nice, but I don't care about it.
What was your trailer highlight then?
Ooh. I hesitate to say it, but Stellar Blade.
Oh,
interesting.
I liked
Blame,
the
Netta near.
Yeah,
Stella.
I liked
near
the look Netta. Of it. I near liked Netta. I liked the look of the gameplay. It looks, you know, very near and Bayonetta, and I liked the kind of the world building that they had going on, but I was not a fan of the character designs.
Is they that because you feel that they're
promiscuous looking?
Yeah. Is that because you don't like the direction they've gone that way?
And it felt so out of, it didn't feel like it fitted in with everything else that was around the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very, like, you know, we're all post-apocalyptic kind of, humanity needs to come together to work against these alien invaders, and these people come down from the sky, and we call them Angel, and I'm like, and then they're all dressed kind of scantily, and you're like,
I mean, at least Bayonetta sort of has a reason for it in that the clothing is her hair, and so she has to use that to summon monsters, and that's of course why she's naked, because that makes complete sense. Whereas here it feels a bit more like these are just skimpy outfits because that's what sells.
Yeah, which is a shame.
I mean, yeah, this game's definitely, I mean, I say definitely been influenced. Like, as soon as we saw the trailer, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Bayonetta, basically, but under a different name.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you said, they've explained a little bit of this lore behind it, that it's this end of the world, there's Adam and Eve, they're working with Lily. Actually, I like the character of Lily. I thought she looked quite cool.
I did too.
Little, like, mechanic, engineering, some kind of companion. I'm not entirely sure what role she'll play, but she seems to be quite instrumental in making sure that your kit is up to date.
Reminded me of, I've forgotten her name, but Devil May Cry 5. There's a similar, the one who drives the van.
Yes, I know who you're thinking of. I don't remember her name.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Didn't play that game.
I think she also has short hair, doesn't she? It's a thing, isn't it? Short-haired women characters. I also really liked... Oh, God.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, I also really, really liked the music in Stellar Blade in the trailer. Mm. It was very good.
Yes, there was that really cool song towards the end.
Quite like... Yeah. It felt quite pumpy.
Yes. I think that game has the potential to actually be really good, but I think a lot of people are going to dismiss it. I think because of the style, because it's so similar to Nier and Bayonetta. But I think it's the kind of game that will live or die by its combat. And if the combat's good, which it looks like it could be, then I think actually it could find quite a big audience. I think for me, I didn't think the trailer was very good, and that's because I don't like trailers where they have a voiceover explaining it. I'm like, cut a trailer in and put it together and make it cinematic, so I just get a sense of the story and I can see some cool combat. Done. I don't need you to explain it to me. And I get that they want to introduce it, but then just have a blog post about it. I can read it later. I just need a cool trailer to just give me like a hint of what's to come. So yep. I found that a little bit annoying because it sort of went on a bit too much about the world, I thought, which wasn't necessary. But like you say, like, I think the combat looks cool. I think it potentially has a really cool sense of style. So I'm intrigued. And it's also out very soon, right? It's 26th of April. So there's not long to wait.
Which is also because... So I wrote the story about it last night, and I was looking back for previous coverage that we've done on it. And I was like, this is Project E, which I think was announced in 2018 or 2019. I can't remember exactly, but it was announced a decent while away. But then it's kind of been quite slow coverage. I think we got another look at it at a State of Play a couple of years ago or a year ago. Again, time, don't know what it means anymore. But it does suddenly feel like, oh, wow, it's actually like now. Like, I feel like we've not actually seen that much other than last night where we did get quite a, it was like a 6-minute overview. So, I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised it's actually coming quite soon.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the way developers should do it. Maybe they should keep things more under wraps until closer to the...
That's the whole of the podcast.
I know. This is just me musing while I sit on the spot and think about it. But yeah, April, not long at all, and you can pre-order. So yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, my favorite was also Death Stranding 2, which surprised me. But what I'm actually really excited for is this new espionage game that he's making.
Yeah, but not.
Which I saw, on. Twitter, someone said Metal Gear Solid Hideo's version.
Yeah, really I saw that as well.
I sort of love that Sony have just unabashedly just said, like, look, you know what? Metal Gear Solid is synonymous with PlayStation and the classics and what we're known for. We know that Konami have the rights. We know you don't want to make another one, but can we just give you, like, however much money that you need to just make something like that with a different name? And he's gone, yeah, all right.
Yeah, crack on.
I'm not totally convinced by the film movie tie-in side of it. I feel like Kojima has always wanted to make a film because his games are so hands-off and so film-like. And I sort of feel like just go make a film. If you want to do that, don't make a video game. And this is sort of tying in lots of different ideas, which has the potential to just be this bloated Kojima mess, which in some ways is what I thought of Death Stranding. But at least with an espionage theme to it, it's... And maybe Sony will keep him in check and say, look, we've given you this money, you need to give us what we want. So maybe it will have a bit more of a focus to it and be weirdly Kojima, but not too out there. But we'll see. This movie thing could completely change it.
It will be quite interesting to see whenever OD gets its Xbox release, and then we get this Metal Gear Kojima edition, whatever we're going to call it, on PlayStation. Like, how different do you think they're going to be, given that they are both being helmed by one creative vision? But I still think they're going to be quite different games.
I think there will be different games. I think OD seems like it's more of a horror thing, whereas this this espionage thing, I've forgotten the name. They did actually give it its code name, which I've totally forgotten. It was for something. Remember the PH?
I was going to say like Hephaestus. It's got a PH in there.
Yeah,
it's
it begins with that. I think they will be very different games. I think it's just quite telling that he's gone independent and created his own studio, and I think just so many people put Kojima on a pedestal as kind of this auteur game director, and everybody wants a piece of him on their console. And it's interesting that everyone is therefore wanting their own exclusive game, as opposed to him making Death Stranding 2 and then just putting that everywhere. You know, Sony want their exclusive Metal Gear-esque thing, and Xbox have got their exclusive horror thing. So, you know, everyone's got their own Kojima game, which, yeah, he's very in demand, and I'm sure making a lot of money out of this.
I was quite amused, though, when, you know, the little bit on the stage where it was him and Herman from PlayStation talking, and he's like, Kojima, what can you tell me about the game? And then Kojima spoke for quite a while, but didn't actually tell us anything.
Oh, that's
so just like his games.
And then Herman's like, nice.
I see like, your shade, Liv. I heard that.
So, yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah.
No, it's,
the other one that I'm excited for, which is very obvious, is Sonic and Shadow Generations. Because
no.
I love Sonic X Shadow.
What?
Sonic X Shadow. Do not Google that. Although now if you Google it comes up with this game, and I feel like maybe they've done that on purpose.
So maybe is that there? Why they've done this, maybe.
Yeah.
Get so ahead of the...
For the unaware, if you Google Sonic X Shadow, it comes up with a lot of suggestive fan art, let's say. So now that's somewhat buried by the new game. It's a remaster of Sonic Generations, which came out in 2011, which was, I think, the 20th anniversary of Sonic 1, I believe. And so what they did was included classic and modern Sonic, so you have 2D levels and 3D levels alternating, and it's like a best of the Sonic series, with it's taking bits of all the old zones, making new levels out of them, and it was really well done and really well received. When there were rumors of this is going to be remastered and coming out again, I thought, yeah, but that came out like 3 years ago, and it didn't. It came out in 2011, which was 13 years ago. He says counting. So I'm like, oh, okay, now I can see why that might be remastered. But I'm happy that they're adding in the shadow levels, which are inspired by Sonic Adventure 2 and also the Shadow the Hedgehog game, just without guns this time, because he doesn't shoot. But that's nice that we're getting that extra campaign. So it's not just here's a remaster, it's, yeah, but we're adding to it and doing more stuff. And that also makes sense because the Sonic 3 film will be out in December. So they're clearly sort of reintroducing Shadow as part of that. So yeah, it's an easy sell. It's a great game and it's being remastered. But I'm looking forward to playing that.
I like the look of that. I said at the start that it was very sort of brown, muted showcase. That was nice and colourful.
Well, so, the shadow bits are pretty dark.
Well, yeah, but like it was not quite so as like oppressive as Death Stranding. Or yes. You had a bit more energy to it.
That's true. That's true.
Speaking of, you've obviously mentioned that they are remastering this game, but they've added extra bits. How do you guys feel about the fact that we are now getting a PC and PS5 remaster of Until Dawn? Because that game's not, well, it's younger than Shadow Generation, Sonic Generations.
Yeah, I am sort of surprised that they've gone back to it. I mean, it's a fun game with, you know, decent story, well acted. I haven't played it for like however many years since it came out, but I don't get the sense that it's particularly aged, so I don't feel like it's sort of, oh, that's a game that really needs a remake. And from what they've said, they're also sort of adding in a new camera, third-person bits. They're trying to emphasize the emotional story or whatever, which makes me kind of think, well, it was quite good as it was, so do we need that? So I'm not super fussed.
I will play it again, because I loved and was terrified of the Wendigo in that game. Ooh. I'm quite looking forward to that one. Again, though, you obviously mentioned that Sonic is going to tie into the film. There's Until Dawn film coming, which I don't know how far along in production the film is, but I don't know if this is maybe something that they're also like trying to package together.
Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly. In terms of other stuff, I think one of the other... Well, there's a couple that we absolutely should talk about. Firstly, there was Judas, which is the new Ken Levine game.
Bioshock that's not Bioshock.
Yes, and the sort of narrative around that from in terms of the response seems to be that he kind of laid off a load of people because he didn't want to make another Bioshock game, and now he's made a new game that is literally Bioshock. and I thought it looked good. It is literally Bioshock in space. It gave me sort of slightly Outer World, the Outer Worlds vibe. But very Bioshocky. I don't know how either of you felt. Have you played the Bioshock games?
Yes, I'm a big Bioshock fan. So
nice.
It did.
Also, what do you think then?
It's very difficult to get away from the Bioshock sort of feeling of it, especially like with the combat. You know, you've got like one hand doing the powers, the other hand holding the gun. But I mean, I don't know if. I think that's a bad thing, though. I'm sort of quite excited.
Stick to what you know, maybe. Like, Bioshock was a good game.
Very good game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm talking like, like, you know, there may be like, Bioshock is a very good game. So, you know, this is what his forte is. So I guess it makes sense to kind of continue and evolve on that theming. Obviously, it's a different IP, but. Is there something good about sticking to what you know?
Maybe. I think it definitely looks like it's going to be good. It's got an intriguing world. You know, the combat would be great. It just, I personally couldn't shake the feeling of this is another Bioshock game in all but name, which is fine. I love the first Bioshock game especially, but kind of hoping for something a little more different. But there's still time. There's still time.
Yeah.
We didn't have a release date for that, so I guess that's still quite a way off.
No.
The other one that's had an interesting reaction is the Silent Hill 2 remake. Now, they did say, or at least when you look at the title of the video, it does say combat reveal trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Silent Hill 2 is not necessarily known for its combat. It's a horror game that is atmospheric.
In
it. But to sort of highlight that in the big reveal, not big reveal, but sort of, you know, a big trailer for it, seems the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I was quite surprised by it as well, because Silent Hill 2 is very much about James's psychological journey, I feel, and that was kind of, like you said, this game feels more about atmosphere and the sort of story and the whatever's behind it. It's not like I'm going to go and slice and dice whatever comes at me. Like that's not what I think when I think of Silent Hill 2. So I think for this to be their focus in, you know, for a very sought after game, like this is a very, many people are really looking forward to Silent Hill 2 remake. Also at a big event, you know, this is the state of play. I did think that was an odd choice, and I was also surprised that we didn't get a release date last night, which made me feel a little bit like, why have we had this now?
Yeah, maybe. I think for me, it looks very Resident Evil. And I know that everyone sort of compares Silent Hill or Resident Evil all the time, but it feels like there's a very obvious blueprint of how to do a remake, and they're sort of following that rather than doing their own thing. Liv, what did you think?
It just looked so Resident Evil. Like, even though, like, it's not like, you know, Resident Evil was the creator of doing third person over the shoulder, but it just really had that sort of Resident Evil 2 remake kind of feel to it when I saw it. And I really, really, really had hoped that we would get a bit of, like, story in it. A bit of story, a bit of, like, voice acting. But we didn't. So I was disappointed. Yeah. And yeah, no yeah, release date either.
I mean, obviously at the start of the year, PlayStation released a blog and they had Silent Hill 2 Remake listed alongside other releases this year. So, which is maybe why I assumed we would get a release date last night, even though we didn't. But yeah, I agree with you. I think Silent Hill, as much as like you said, like, you know, Resident Evil didn't make this over-the-shoulder third-person cyber horror shooter thing. But I've always had those two series as kind of separate in my mind, because for me, Resident Evil was my slightly campy, over-the-top survival horror, whereas Silent Hill was very much about the kind of psychological grounding in the story, which, not that Resident Evil doesn't have story, but it is a little bit more fantastical, I suppose, in a lot of its execution storytelling ways.
Definitely.
So, but I still am hopeful, because that is a game that has, you know, Silent Hill 2 is a very renowned, historical, impactful game, so fingers crossed.
Yeah. I think between that and the Metal Gear Delta, I'm concerned that Konami are wanting to sort of live off the success of their legacy games, but maybe haven't quite understood what made them popular in the first place. Because I don't think Delta's had the best reaction either. So I'm a little bit concerned. It's like, oh my god, these new games coming, but then, oh wait, are they not living up to the originals?
Does Delta have a release date yet?
No, but that's also expected this year, I think. So yeah. Also as well, just before that was Silent Hill The Short Message, which is now available and is free to play. I don't think any of us have played that yet.
No, I am not going to, just because I'm aware that the topic it deals with will not sit well with me. And I do appreciate that they have put a trigger warning at the start of it to say that this has mentions of self-harming, etc. So that game is not for me, personally. But I do also appreciate that they're trying something new. And again, at least they have said at the start, this is not something that our developers think of as like a playful, fun topic. This is a very serious topic. So not for me, but I can also appreciate that they have put this warning in and they are creating their vision.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just run through all the others just so that we know what else was there. So it started off with Helldivers 2, which I completely forgot about. I was like, oh yeah, Stellar Blade started it, but it didn't. It was Helldivers 2, which looks, I mean, it's a sci-fi shooter. It looks all right. We had a couple of others we talked about. Zenless Zone Zero, which is the next Hoyoverse game, which originally was PC and mobile. Now that's coming to PlayStation as well. Foam Stars, which is out on PlayStation Plus this month, next week, is, I'm sure, worth giving a go if you've got PlayStation Plus. Day the Diver is also coming to PlayStation 5, and there's a Godzilla DLC, which is nice. So, which is free. I think that's coming to everything as well. So,
I kind of love how like Godzilla is just like, we love Godzilla.
Of course.
Why not put him in David the Diver?
But well, no, because the concept of David the Diver is that the sea where they do the fishing stuff, like every like different parts of the world get sucked into it, so you can find things that like are from different oceans all around the world. So, you know, why not Godzilla? He also lives in the sea somewhere.
Do you think we'll get like King Kong coming out as well then? Like, they always seem to end up.
He doesn't live in the sea. It's got to be.
He might get sucked in. I don't know. Okay, fine. Do you think we'll get the Kraken? Is he in there?
There's definitely already a Kraken in the game.
I think what the like mystical beasts that Dave the Diver could.
You have to play it, Victoria.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play the Godzilla DLC because Godzilla.
Yeah.
They haven't said what exactly is in it, but I really want to know, because if we get to like go up to Godzilla really close, that would be cool.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, and fish him for parts. Anyway, we also had V Rising, which I forgot existed, which is a sort of top-down vampire game that's coming to PlayStation. Metro Awakening, which was one of the few VR games, and this is a prequel, right?
Yeah, so it's going to serve, I can't remember how many years ahead it is from the other Metro games, but it's going to be a prequel. You're going to play as this doctor who's on the search for medication, but of course, zombies and mutants. They're not zombies, they're mutants, I'm sorry. I actually am really glad that we did see something VR last night. It's not a PSVR 2 exclusive. It is also coming to MetaQuest and Steam VR, right. I think. Yeah, it's not a PSVR 2 exclusive, but I just feel that they've been, like, PSVR 2's kind of dropped the ball a bit.
I mean, they really have. They also showed Legendary Tales, which had a lot of skeletons being sliced at, which is also VR 2. It feels like they released this amazing bit of kit. It is genuinely a really amazing bit of kit. It works incredibly well, but there's just not enough to play on it. And I wonder what they're doing with that. What are they working on? What are they planning on bringing to VR2?
Because they had, obviously, Horizon? Call of the Mountain. And that was, was it a launch title with it? I can't remember exactly how. And that, I thought, looked really cool. And I loved the Horizon games. And I was like, oh, that's kind of like, I want to play it. But then I was like, that's a lot of money for the chance to experience a game. And I had a look at other things on there. And I was like, there's nothing really sort of jumping out to me. And then we've obviously had other developers recently saying that they don't feel they've got enough support within the industry to keep doing VR games. And, you know, developers have said there's no point in them financially bringing their games to PSVR 2. So they're just going to be stuck on older consoles because they're already there.
Yeah, I think it relies on Sony to lead the charge and say, look, we are supporting this piece of hardware, so we want others to as well. It feels like they're not doing that, or at least publicly they're not. Maybe they've got stuff in development, but you know, there's nothing coming really, which is a shame.
I mean, I did think that Metro game, if that's your kind of game that you like, where you like the sort of like dark post-apocalyptic mutant thing, it did look like a good game.
I'll probably vom, but yeah.
Nice. Lovely.
Dragon's Dogma 2, we already know is coming out. That's coming out pretty soon in March, which I think is great. I'm genuinely quite excited for that, but we knew that was coming already. We also got a longer look at Rise of the Ronin, which I felt slightly disappointed by, if I'm honest.
What is it that's disappointed you? Is it more that you like the concept, but then you don't feel the execution has been as good as you'd hoped?
I think it's that, so it's Team Ninja, and I think Team Ninja make very good games, but they're more followers than coming up with something original. So you had the Neo games, which are sort of a spin on Souls, and they're very good, but it's sort of copying FromSoft. We had Wolong that was then copying Sekiro, and this, when you watch it, just looks like, okay, they've seen Ghost of Tsushima and Assassin's Creed and put them together. And I think I'm sure it'll be great. They make good games, so it's not going to be a bad game. It just didn't feel very original to me, which was a shame, because I think they've got the potential to do something really cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much where I sit with it. Again, I don't think it looks like a bad game in any way, shape or form. I think it has a lot of beauty to it, but I also feel like I've kind of played it before.
I'm not rushing to play it. Until Dawn, we've done, and then Death Stranding. So that was everything. There we go. We've got to do the scores. How would you score them? Or any other final thoughts?
Oh, I was a super fangirl. I think I gave Xbox like an 11, didn't I?
Yeah. Out of fun. There was no indie here. You can't give it an 11.
I can't give it an 11. No. I don't know. Can I score the Death Stranding trailer and then score the rest of it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say good 3.5.
We don't do half scores.
Well, you know, I make my own rules. I gave an 11 out of 5 last time. I'm going to give a 3.5 out of 5 this time.
Sure.
But a good one, but like a good one.
I think I gave Xbox a 3, and I think I'm between a 3 and a 4 for PlayStation, simply because there was some things in PlayStation that I really like, series that I really like, and things I am very genuinely interested in. So maybe I'll be nicer and give this a 4.
Interesting. I feel similarly. I also gave Xbox a 3. And I think I preferred this one. just because there was a bit more to it. But equally, and there was some stuff that I'm genuinely excited about, like Death Stranding 2 and the new espionage game and Sonic, but also stuff that I think looks a bit disappointing. And I think this, to me, shows that Sony have a decent year ahead, but they are relying almost exclusively on third-party games. And they've got big exclusives. I mean, the one that they didn't show yet is Rebirth, where there is another State of Play next week, which is great, but I'm already set on that, so I don't need to see any more. Like, I'm going to get it. It's fine. So I'm really excited about that. But again, that's a Square Enix game. So I'm still a little disappointed in Sony itself that I don't know what they're making. You know, what's Insomniac doing next? What's Naughty Dog doing? What's Sony Santa Monica? What's whoever else?
Bluepoint, actually, we kind of do know because of the leaks, unfortunately.
Well, Insomniac, you know, some stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But I still need like a big, powerful, here's what Sony are doing, not just here's what we've bought or what we're paying people to make for us. I.e. Kojima. Like, I want to know what Sony themselves are doing. So in that sense, I feel slightly disappointed by it, even though there's some good stuff in it. So I think I'm also going to stick with a 3.
Sure, you don't want to put a 0.5 at the end of your 3?
No, I'm not going to round up or down, and I'm going to stick with a 3. So there we go. Well, hopefully next up there'll be a Nintendo one soon, and then we can talk about that as well.
Yes.
But until then, Victoria, where can people find you on social media?
I am at Little Chop Shop Gal.
And Liv?
You can find me at Just Cast Holy.
And I am at Ed_Knights. Thank you all for listening and or watching. If you got this far, it's very much appreciated. And we will see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.